Yeah. All right. That's the king. The one and only Elvis Presley. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate studio. And the reason we're playing some Elvis is because, as far as I'm concerned, the premier tribute to Elvis, the man, the myth, the legend, is about to join us. Rick Sicito. Rick Sicito is a legendary Elvis performer. And he's going to be performing at the really great Bogart's Bar and Grill, which is located on the second floor of the Movie Co. Theater in Rosemont. And he's got a gig coming up on Saturday, February 6th. Saturday, February 6th. Seating starts at 6 o'clock, and the show is going to begin at 8. And if you've ever seen Rick, you know what an amazing show he puts on. And it's such a cool place, too, the Bogart's Bar and Grill. I know, you know, I'm there every month, you know, for my film club. And it's a great restaurant, great food, great bar, great atmosphere. And it'll be a really cool place to see Rick do his show. And let's welcome Rick Sicito to the show. Rick, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine this morning.
All right, man. Welcome to the show. And thank you. A big fan. I've seen you many times. You are absolutely incredible.
Well, it's a lot of years of experience since this early 70s.
Yeah, so we're talking 40 years you've been doing this. How did you start performing as Elvis?
That was with different bands back in the early 70s. You know, my first band, the Britons, I was in another group called the Headwind, and then I ended up with the rock and roll band called the Ambassadors, and that's what technically started my career, was 1972.
And now I understand that you're a Chicago, born and raised. You're a Chicago guy.
Yes, I am.
You're from actually Halstead and Armitage, which I'm assuming was not as hip an area when you were younger as it is now.
Matter of fact, it was part of growing up. I mean, the '60s. I've seen Martin Luther King and Jesse Jackson walking up Halstead Street.
Yep.
Back during that time, you know. It was. I would never trade what I've experienced in life.
Yeah.
It was historical. The area was definitely a poor area at the time. Not like now. But you know, we grew up with the radio in our hands. You know, the old transistors, listening to Elvis and the beginning of the Beatles in '64.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a great time, you know, for my brother and I. You know, when we were little.
Yeah. Now you went to Schurz High School. That's also really cool. I'm from the, you know, I grew up in the city, Rick. I grew up just a few blocks away from Wrigley Field, so I'm born and bred in the city. Went to a high school in the city, but you went to Schurz. I used to take the Addison bus to my high school and pass Schurz every day.
Yes, yes. As a matter of fact, yeah, I used to pass Lane Tech too.
Yeah.
And Gordon, and went to Schurz High School. Yeah, I loved it. Great school.
Yeah, very, very cool. Okay, so you started, basically, the big break was the Ambassadors. And when did you realize that you were able to perform as Elvis, you know, as well as you do? When did that become a thing?
Well, you know, I was originally a lead guitar player for the Britons back in this in 70, you know, 67 to 70. You know, I was just a young kid at the time. And then we grew up with the Elvis material. My brother and I used to always go see Elvis in the movies during the early 60s. So, you know, it was kind of like, you know, on the job training, you know, now that's a good job to do. You know, but you know, you as a kid, you never know what your future is in store for. You know, you'd be listening to the radio in the '60s, listening to the Jordanaires, and you're listening to, you know, to Elvis. And then, you know, I would have never ever thought in my entire life that I'd be recording with these guys, the original four Jordanaires, and later on in life. So it was just like maybe it was a path that God has chosen for me. I don't know how that works.
Yeah.
But starting out as a guitar player, when I joined up with the Ambassadors, they I was the lead guitar player at the time for about several years until, you know, I ended up being up in front with the band, you know, so the band would be behind me. And then, and don't forget, Elvis was still alive at the time. So we were waiting for the next Elvis album to come out. Hurt started coming out, you know, the Promised Land album and Moody Blue. And then he passes away. But by that time, when he passed away, it was like, it reminded me of the day when I went to school, freshman year in high school, that my brother dropped out and I felt alone in school. And I felt alone again. When Elvis passed away, I felt kind of empty because now what do I do?
Yeah.
You know, we were following his pattern on the new songs that he was recording. So I felt, you know, like I said, it was a lonely time for me at the beginning, and pretty scary at the time, because I know after Ed Sullivan passed away, people weren't impersonating Ed Sullivan anymore.
Right.
It was out of respect.
Right.
And then I kind of felt that, you know, I had that in the back of my mind in those days. Do I continue this or do I back off? Or, you know, but we were constantly working from, you know, in those days it was club to club in brutal hours. You know, I was still in school. You know, I wouldn't get home till 1, 2 in the morning. And unfortunately, I had several female friends doing my homework for school in those days. You know, it was an interesting life. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
But I loved it. I would never trade it. You know, I love my fans, my friends.
Yeah. You know, they were part of, I don't think for people who weren't around when Elvis passed away, I don't think people really realize the impact that had on folks. I mean, I remember my mom breaking down and crying. I was 12 years old. I was 12 when he passed away. And I remember my mom breaking down and crying. It had a huge effect on everybody. And then after that, Rick, you know, everybody and their mom was selling Elvis albums on television. It was like, unbelievable.
I have some of those.
Yeah. I mean, it was unbelievable. Every commercial was for a new Elvis collection. And,
right.
Yeah,
right.
Unbelievable. Well, I understand that you were approached in 1979 when John Carpenter made the Elvis movie. You were actually approached for the role.
There was speculation. Now, the thing is, was the Dick Clark.
Dick Clark, right?
We were doing the Stardust at the time, and he was in the audience. And then and they told me that Dick Clark was in the audience. I mean, so I technically almost freaked out, but I mean, he still did it. He came in the back room and he asked me would I be interested in doing the Kurt Russell movie, which Kurt Russell did that movie Elvis.
Right.
So I actually turned that down. I mean, another one of my stupid ideas, you know. But I mean, it launched off Kurt Russell. But the thing is, in those days, because I was becoming a music writer. And I didn't, you know, like Fonzie was so stereotyped as Fonzie. So no matter what you see in Henry Winkler, you would think of him as the Fonz.
That's
well,
right.
You know, I started getting to that crossroads. Do I go left or do I go right? You know, do I continue with the Elvis stuff or should I continue writing? You know, because I'm very spiritual. And if there's a reason why I'm writing these songs, why these songs come into my head, am I supposed to take this route? You know, I you know, like anybody, you don't know your path. So I turned that role down, and then I started writing more and more and more material. And, you know, and one thing that led to another, then, you know, I ended up on Broadway doing the Broadway play. So
right.
From the Broadway play, you know, I was we were in Canada. We became real good friends with Ace Frehley and Paul Stanley from Kiss, because Paul Stanley was a big Elvis fan, which Ace came to the show at the cabaret and said, you know, Ace is real. You know what? We never seen what they look like because they always had their makeup on. So this could have been anybody, you know, just pulling
right,
our chains.
Right,
we didn't know that.
Right.
So the next day, the next evening, Paul Stanley was in the audience and he showed. I didn't. Right. Shows me his picture of Elvis in his wallet. And I was like, wow, this is kind of weird. You know.
Yeah.
Even I didn't have. a picture of Elvis. I had probably Marilyn Monroe.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, we became pretty good friends at then, and he helped me with this album, Heaven Was Blue, which is in a cult classic now.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you know, you don't know what's in your path on people that you meet.
Yeah.
So that's just the days of me touring, I've kind of cut those down because, you know, as you know, the years I put into it, there's really not much I've not done. The thing is, like, you know, during my path, I've met, you know, Howard Cosell, I met Frank Sinatra, I met a lot of people.
Yeah.
Because of, you know, God rest all their souls, you know, it was just an honor to be with these people because of Elvis.
So Saturday, February 6th, you are going to present the legendary tribute to Elvis live at Bogart's Bar and Grill, which is a great place, located on the second floor of the Movie Co. in Rosemont. The seating starts at 6. The show starts at 8. And if people want to make reservations, it's 847-447-1027. That's 847-447-1027. Reservations are required. Tell us about what people are going to see when they come out on the 6th.
Well, yeah, because now what I like doing is I like doing the 50s, 60s combined, or 50s and 70s, and then I'll do all 60s stuff. I like to try covering as much ground, you know, for all my shows. I mean, back in the day, we used to stick with these jumpsuit. Now, the thing is, because a lot of folks, they always remember Elvis as in the white jumpsuit. But like I said, I grew up watching Elvis in the cool years when he had the cool clothes.
Yep.
I mean, the guy was a gorgeous man. I mean, beautiful voice. So, you know, there's such great material. You know, Doc Pomerantz wrote a lot of Elvis's songs, Mort Shuman. There's so many people. There's so much history behind Elvis's background. It's just not the man. It's what's behind him that what was put together that made him such a big superstar.
Yeah.
And to this very day. And that's why I said, to know Elvis's history, you know, there's a lot of no disrespect for a lot of the impersonators, but a lot of they didn't grow up with it. They didn't see it being, you know, the magic that was there, how it became. That, to me, as in martial arts, they like for you to know the history before you take martial arts.
Well, and that, you know, I've seen your show, Rick. I've seen you perform many times, and it's very obvious that you have a lot of respect, that you know what you're doing, and that you care. There's no question about it. And everybody's going to have a great time. And have you been to Bogart's before? Have you been up there before?
Oh, yes, many times. Like I said, it's a great room.
Yep.
The popcorn's fantastic.
Yeah, you know, and the food is great.
We're very fond of the Bogart Room.
Yeah, it's great, and you know, I host a movie screening once a month at the Movie Co. Theater, and we all have dinner and stuff at Bogart's before we go to the movie, and it's always great, and it's a great room. So everybody should go on out. Rick Sicedo presenting the legendary tribute to Elvis. If you've never seen Rick perform, you got to see it. It's absolutely tremendous. And it's at Bogart's Bar and Grill, second floor of the Movie Co. Theater in Rosemont. Seating starts at 6, and the concert starts at 8. 847-447-1027, 847-447-1027 to make reservations. And, Rick, we have a link on our Facebook page that'll take people directly to your website where they can check out all the stuff on the web and make reservations.
Yes, that's www.ricksicedo.com.
Yep.
We're also going to be there on Mother's Day, too.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, so we get to sing all the love songs for Valentine's Day and some more love songs because all the moms out there.
There you go. All right, Rick, real pleasure talking to you, man. I've been a fan for a long time.
Too.
And have fun on the 6th.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Okay, buddy, take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Rick Sicedo, who, as far as I'm concerned, best Elvis impersonator I've ever seen. The guy puts on a great show. He covers the entire career and has respect and talks about the history. If you love Elvis, you should see Rick Sicedo. He's unbelievable. Bogart's, great place, great bar, great food, great atmosphere. It's going to be so much fun. And get out there to Rosemont and see it on Saturday the 6th. All right, 847-447-1027. RickSicedo.com. All right, we will take a break here on 720 WGN.